juice bar on 125th Street showing off their current situation. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by New Nigga Cinema, and it will not star Nene or Flavor Flav, Cicely Tyson or Tyler Perry. The revolution will not give you street cred. The revolution will not correct erectile dysfunction. The revolution will not make you an American Idol, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Muhammad popping champagne at your going away to prison party, because you got caught by every camera in the neighborhood kicking that dog and robbing that old lady. CNN will not choose the dumbest eyewitness in the crowd to give a concise description of just what happened. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of brothers shooting down pigs on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of brothers shooting down pigs on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Gwyneth Paltrow being run out of Harlem on a Vespa with a brand new weave. There will be no slow motion or ass shots of Buffy the Body gyrating on a rented Rolls Royce with a wet black power t-shirt that she had been saving for just the proper occasion. Real Housewives, Olivia and French, and the Kardashians will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if niggas are making it rain in puddles of sorrow, because black people will be in the streets looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no YouTube clips of parrots singing the national anthem, or Sweet Brown screaming she ain't got time for that. The theme song will not be written by Kanye West or DJ Khaled, nor will it be sung by 2 Chainz, Nicki Minaj, Taylor Swift, or Trinidad James. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a flash flood, flash fire, or flash mob. You will not have to worry about the gecko in your glove compartment, the tapeworm in your gas tank, or the Trojan man in your back pocket. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not spray on a darker complexion. The revolution will give you wings. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution won't be on demand, brother. The revolution will be live.
Fire in his bones, Huh? Boldness and rebellion in his blood. Born from his beautiful, bold Black Panther mama, Afeni. Sitting in the jail cell, a revolutionary woman carrying the fruit of life. Mocking the child in her womb. Mocking the child with rebellion. Mocking the child with insurrection. Mocking the child with a spirit to not go along with what's been going on. When you got a generation like that, you've got to work with them. You've got to mold them and shape them and fashion them. They represent the best generation we've ever produced. They're mad. They're angry. White man say, "Wear your cap, turn this way." They turn theirs around. He say he wearing his pants up, they wear theirs down. Whatever he says do, they do the opposite. Rebellious. Sick and tired of what's been going on in the hells of North America. And so they rap lyrics that speak to the pain and the suffering and the low-down life of the Black man and woman. They speak to our condition at the grassroots level, in the muck, in the mire, and in the mud. Not to just be attacked. If you sit and if you stand in the pulpit that Adam Clayton Powell Jr. stood in, Adam Clayton Powell characterized himself in his words as the baddest nigger in Congress. The baddest nigger in Congress. That's what he said. He said, "Keep the faith, baby. Don't panic." Tupac said the same thing. Keep your head up. Keep your head up. But for butts and a few other butt-licking, boot-licking, buck-dancing niggas, somebody has to call these niggas out. But some of you are so connected to them, or you want something from them, or you want favor from them, or you want to be recognized by them. If you don't stand up for the liberation of our people, then to hell with any nigga. I don't care who he is or where he is, to hell with him if he won't stand up for the liberation of our people. If we touch the hearts and minds of the rappers, they could create a revolution overnight. Overnight. Literally, overnight. But to attack them and put them down, talking about the language that they use, when you're acting like what they're talking about. But to the youth who are under the sound of my voice, you too have a responsibility. You do have a responsibility to wake up, clean up, and stand up. Give liberation lyrics to our people that will uplift them and not degrade them and put them down. Because if we follow the same filth of the white man's world, then our world will go down under the weight of filth and corruption, the same way the white man's world is going down. And so to our young brothers and sisters, don't try to pattern your life. You're criticizing the butts and the other toms. But at the same time, you're trying to be like the Italian gangsters. You gangster rap. You dress like Al Capone. You dress like some other cracker. Some Jew gangster. Some Italian gangster. You're not a gangster. You are the very people of God, trying to look like some damn criminal from Italy, some mafioso, some Italiano. Boy, look like fools on TV, dressed up in all of this mess. You diss black designers. You don't want to wear the clothes from your black designers. You wearing Tommy Hill, nigga. You wearing polo, because you've been so damn poor and you've been living so damn low until you don't want to do nothing to pick yourself up and do something for yourself and give proper direction and guidance to the masses of your people who yearn to breathe free. This is the year of the bullet or the bullet.
Flat out.
Yeah, let me hold that. Black power, black power. It's your brother, soldier in arms, comrade in battle, Sean Castro Kweli, your National Chief of Staff, broadcasting live once again to you from right here in the hells and smells of North America. For me, this is a privilege. It's a joy. It's an honor to be able to talk from this platform to sisters, brothers, and others from our bold revolutionary radio broadcast, Black Power Radio, the Cubs of Khaled radio broadcast. You heard his voice blaring loud over your speaker, maybe through your telephone receiver or your earbud, however you're pulling us down. The immortal, honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad, in whose name we come to you in, the name of all of our greats, the great ancestors of ours, first giving thanks to the God of our forefathers and foremothers, who answers by many different names. We ain't set tripping. Depending upon which language you speak, you may call God by a different name. We recognize God in the masculine and feminine expression, because you don't have a God without the goddess. So we give thanks. We're thankful to our ancestors who are the original people. I'm talking to black people right now. Our ancestors are the original people on this planet, the original owners of all that you see on the planet Earth, the first people who have walked in the light of the sun. And so we give thanks to our ancestors who have showed us a way of civilization and have guided us on a path of spiritual enlightenment, of moral enlightenment, of political enlightenment, of economic enlightenment. Our people not only guided other black civilizations and nations, our people guided the brown man and woman, our people guided the red man and woman, our people also guided the yellow man and woman, and damn it, our people also guided the white man and woman. If it were not for the genius of the black man and black woman, the original black man and black woman, you would not have society / civilization as you have it today. All of these great inventors and inventions that come out of the mind and genius of black men and women, we are thankful for them, and you should be thankful. If that light bulb is over your head, in whatever vehicle that you're in, a house that you're in, you got to thank a black man, thank a black woman. If you are stopped at a stoplight, you have to thank a black man, thank a black woman. If you are using that washing machine, you got to thank a black man and thank a black woman. If you have a pacemaker in you to keep your heart going, you have to thank a black man, thank a black woman. All of these great inventions, I could just run the roll of things that we as a people have made that sustain America on a daily basis that you never hear about. Not to forget to mention that our people have fought in all of America's wars, been front line in all of America's wars, and not only fought for the security, quote unquote, of this nation, but fought for the freedoms of other people. Make movies about all these other crackers all across the world that do this and do that, but you don't really tell the tale of the great black men and women who fought valiantly for freedoms that they never even recognized, would come back to this country and be called a nigger and be called a colored boy and be denied service at restaurants. Many of the veterans lost their minds and lost their limbs and lost their eyes and lost their selves, lost their way fighting for this country. Black people have engulfed every aspect of this reality, and we have reaped none of the benefits outside of a few conditions of living which should be afforded to every single human being on the planet, meaning to drink out of a water fountain, or to be able to go to toilet, to be able to go into school without being accosted and spit on, to be able to ride the bus. Our people fought for these things, and no other people had to fight for the things that we fought for just to be recognized as human beings. But the main thing we should have fought for, we should have been fighting for independence, and we should have been fighting for freedom. Yet we fought for integration and thought that the best thing that we could do is be integrated and be able to go into their schools and to be able to get their education. But the white man and woman, in their craftiness and trickery, they didn't integrate us into their social equality. We were not integrated into the economy of America in terms of enjoying the wealth. We were integrated into the labor structure, meaning that we're able to turn a dollar. Prostitute turns a trick. You're able to turn a dollar for a white man in white America, but we don't enjoy what they say the 1% enjoy. Now, how does a people who build an entire nation not enjoy what the 1% of this nation enjoys? How is it that Eskimos and Jews and others can get reparations for their hell of a cause, which you term Holocaust? How can they get reparatory damages and annual stipends and finances and wealth and mineral resource and land, but black people get a damn thing? But hard time, nakedness, brutality, and murder of black people. Somebody talk to me in the audience out there. How do we get a damn thing when our people built this entire nation? Our ancestors sweat, bled, died, cried, displaced from home, taken from Akubala, taken from Nubia, taken from Kush, taken from Kemet. Our people taken from the original homeland, displaced, shipped out, and sent far off land that was not their own, stripped of name and language and culture and folkway and foray and norm, and robbed of the power of our own being. How are we not owed something, America? How come we have not received what is just due to us, except for hard times? As I repeat, as you witness and grow to watch on the daily news the constant brutality and murder of black people, that has not stopped since the earliest days of our enslavement here in North America. It is apparent that we are not only living in some perilous times, we on some accounts and accords are living in the worst times of history, even worse than the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. You can talk about what all of our greats did back in the day. You can talk about the greatness of Denmark Vesey and the greatness of Toussaint Louverture and the greatness of Boukman and Dessalines, all these great warriors from Haiti, who fought the French colonizers and the white man there. You can talk about what Robert F. Williams did and Sister Mabel Williams, the Honorable Mabel Williams did, and the Deacons for Defense. You can talk about what the UNIA did and the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey. You can talk about the great noble Drew Ali and the Moore Science Temple, or the Nation of Islam and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Minister Malcolm X and the OAAU, and talk about the Black Panthers of yesterday. You can talk about all the greats who struggled in the Revolutionary Action Movement and RAM and Brother Max Stanford of yesterday. But what in the hell are you doing today? What is our account today as the wholesale slaughter, the systematic slaughter of the black man and black woman takes place right before your very eyes? And I'm not just talking about some rabid, crazy cracker cops. I'm talking about systematically through schools, through prison pipelines, lack of jobs and employment, through criminal capitalism, to systematic warehousing in the projects across America. What about the lynching that is taking place right before your very eyes? Yes, the Honorable Kwame Ture called for a Black Power movement yesterday. But where is those who would join this chorus, this choir, this red, black, and green choir of black nationalism and revolutionary pan-Africanism today in 2015, going forward to 2016? Where are those? Stand with us, the Cubs of College, in the name of all of his students, like the warrior, lawyer, and chairman emeritus who led a successful campaign to help on his end of the national boycott, Chairman Emeritus Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz of Black Lawyers for Justice, the General Minister, Pan-African History Hitman, our national chairman, General Hashim Nzinga, so many other students of his that he left in the bush, as he said out of his mouth that he knew that if he was killed, he knew that those who came behind him would study every word that he said, every letter that he wrote. They would investigate what happened to Minister Malcolm X and other black leaders, and investigate what happened to him. And they, the Honorable Khalid Abdul Muhammad speaking, said they would overrun and overtake all that weak stuff out there. And that's exactly what we are doing today, putting pressure on you weak-kneed cowards out there today. licking and buck dancing and giving up on the mission to have a seat next to some ruler or some old high place leader so he can pat you on the head and call you a good nigger. You're the white man's nigger in a dressed up way, bending over and giving evil an opening with your silly sick self, and we've come to resurrect you and help you out in the name of black power today. Our job is to turn Sambos into soldiers. And if you can't be redeemed or changed or rise to the occasion, then we must separate from you or defend ourselves against you in self-defense. It's black power, and it's the black power hour. It's not the time to be weak, and it's not the time to get weary, as we are here heading firmly into the month of December and then going swiftly into the year 2016, as it is a year for black power and an era of black power, as you witness all across the country protest growing and anger growing over what has been happening to black life. You witnessed the rise in this dispensation of a movement that is called Black Lives Matter. You're witnessing the growth of other organizations and formations that are coming to clamor amongst those who are dissatisfied. But none of them will be able to rise to the occasion, power movement, and the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. And we got to talk tonight, and we're going to talk tonight on why the new Black Panther Party is needed in this hour. We're going to talk about land of our own and separation, independence of our own in this house or elsewhere, because it boils down to this: either we separate and carve out some of this good earth to call our own elsewhere, or you may as well dig in and prepare to fight this cracker here for land and territory of our own right here in the hills and smells of North America. But either way it goes, we must be prepared to have land and territory of our own and a plebiscite, which is a talk of, amongst the black nation, indigenous nation, on what our self-determinations will be. We cannot continue to witness our children murdered in the streets at the hands of rabid Blue Klux Klan members or self-hating, perpetual fueling, boot-licking niggers in the name of no gang-banging and self-hatred. There's no way that we as an oppressed people can allow the white man to pick us off and pick our children off and pick our youth off and attack our people, and at the same time on a separate flank, internal, self-hating, capitalistic, gaining, individual, parasitic individuals in our own community taking the lives of our own people. Why? Because we're oppressed, and being oppressed is the worst form of conditioning any people can ever be in. Any people who have ever been oppressed, it is their duty to fight off their oppressors and fight off the shackles of their oppression. The number one way that we have been oppressed and are oppressed is through the educational systems of white America. We have been taught against our original names. We have been taught against our original language. We have been taught against our original culture. We have been taught against our original diets. So many of us spent, quote unquote, Thanksgiving over ham hocks and chitlins and fatback, over bacon and salami and some sloppy. Sit with some macaroni and cheese and some stuffing and some cranberry sauce, apple cider, not knowing that all of this is a passed down tradition made to dishonor the red man and the red woman and made to give thanks to the murder and genocide of the Native American. That's why the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad said, no, sir, no, ma'am, new Black Panther Party and Black Nation and indigenous people. You will not be celebrating Thanksgiving, quote unquote. You will celebrate Jinami, which gives thanks to the God of your forefathers and foremothers and gives thanks for the many blessings of our African faiths and traditions and spiritualities and family. Gina May, Cleveland, Ohio, 1997, and instituted by the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. How come you don't hear about that? And how come it is not a normal practice in our communities? It is because we have not instituted it in the lives of our people. We're giving in to these national holidays. These national holidays called holidays. You're giving in and punking out, talking about it's just for the kids. It's just for the babies. I sit my daughter on the lap of this fat white man with a beard and a red suit because it's for the kids. It's for the babies. You sound like a silly fool. You don't even study where Saint Nick came from, the murderous Saint Nicholas. You don't even study where this cracker came from. You accept the lie and the story that a white man will come down your chimney, perpetuate the story that he'll come down your chimney and give presents to your babies and remove the entire wicked meaning, the paganistic ritual, meaning that's behind the whole design, that's designed to put money in Jewish pockets, and they don't even celebrate the Black Revolutionary Messiah, Jesus himself. We've been tricked all across the board, and I don't care how you like it or how you take it. I don't care how you feel about it, because none of this dilly-dallying and playing around will help us to get to where we need to go, which is separation and independence. We must be separated. We are already separated by class in America, whether you like it or not. You're already separated. And I know what some of you say. You get some of them out there that say that the struggle is about class, Brother Chief. And, you know, you always talk about racism and white supremacy, and you new Black Panthers, you're always talking about racism and white supremacy. But it's about class, they say. Well, if you want to take that argument, buddy, if it's about class in America and really in different parts of the world, but in specific for conversation purpose in America, for class, if it's a class struggle, you got the Black man and woman on the bottom and the white man and woman on the top. And that's with a Black face in the highest office of this country. We must be separated into a nation of our own. We already constitute even as 13% of the population in the United States of America. We already constitute a nation of our own. We're just as 13% with 30 to 40 million Black men and women here in the hills and smells of North America. We spend economically 1.4 $4 trillion in our own community that unfortunately only stays in our communities for about 6 hours, and then it's spent for somebody else's enjoyment. We have enough people and resource to separate into a nation of our own and to do for ourselves the same seed that grows for the white man to plant crops or her crops grows for us too. The same seed grows and germinates for us too. And that's why it's important that we talk about land ownership and land development. We hope to hear tonight from Dr. Asada Nzinga Mayat. Sister Asada Mayat is growing land, developing land, and cultivating land. And she a black woman, too, getting it in, not talking about it, but also raising her family at the same time. And I think it's important, and we think it's important, our national chairman believes it to be important, to highlight these beautiful characters and individuals in the world, because you don't hear about those that are doing things. You always hear about or read about, especially on the Facebook, about what must be done, what we should do, what we have to do. But we don't never talk about enough what people are doing. And there's people out here that's doing things and moving and shaking. And the new Black Panther Party is not in this fight alone. We are a representative of the black struggle and the black nation. So whatever the black nation is doing, we are doing it and involved in it. We with it. Whatever of good, we're with it. Dr. Asada Nzinga Mayat should be highlighted. There are others that should be highlighted. You won't hear this on your nightly news, because the nightly news is designed to keep your thought process in a certain pattern. You're supposed to receive the negative news or the worst behavior from the black community in relation to your news. And the program, if you present them with something positive, they will bow out and say, well, that's not newsworthy. But yet, whenever there's a feature story of the white community, some white man or woman may have saved a dog, a poodle, from a pothole in the road, that's highlighted, but yet they have negative in their community too. Mass murders and shootings are being committed by white males. Why is that underreported? Why are the black people in America more likely to be killed by white police officers than in combat or stages of combat overseas? Why is that underreported? Is intentional. There's an intentional design to misrepresent black life. That's why Black Lives Matter, not because of a hashtag, and not because some devils get on the front line or some white folks jump on the front line with some signs and shout some slogans and then go to hell home when it's over. Black life matters because black life was put here by God Almighty and permeated and spread by our ancestors. But black life has to be coupled with black power. Yeah, that's for any black life organizer out there, Black Lives Matter organizer. You need a black power movement. Your movement will be weak and shallow as long as you have the white man and woman integrated into your movement and some others sprinkled in your movement. Your movement will be watered down, just like coffee is watered down from its black state and then introduced into cream. Your black movement will be watered down, and maybe you want it that way. But the Black Power movement will not be watered down. And we will not punk out. The Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad told us to hold the line. So we're holding the line. And we're on the 1 yard line, not giving up an inch. So we look forward to hearing from Dr. Asada Nzinga Mayat, and we look forward to hear from you tonight. The number to call will be 646-478-4447. 646-478-4447. You'll hear me say the first three digits of your area code and the first three digits of your phone number, and we'll pull you into the queue so that you can get into this discussion. Either separate for land of our own or fight this cracker for land of our own. It is the basis of liberation. Let me go to the phone. I don't know if Dr. Asada is on with us yet. Let me see if she's here, or if we just have a guest that wants to weigh in on this topic, flat out and right out. We'll go to area code 215-982-215-982. This is Black Power Radio, where the Cubs of the Honorable Khaled Abdul Muhammad talk to us. Welcome to the broadcast, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power, Black Power, National Chief of Staff, this is Haruka Hoodie, National Field Marshal. Just weighing in, man, it's a powerful communication that you're having with our people, man, and it's working. It's working. Our people are waking up. We were been all over the country with the national boycott and the boycott of Black Friday and Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and just boycott until January. Just boycott 365 days a year. And it's working, you know, and it felt good. It was a good experience. And I was we were just discussing earlier, man, on how the billion of dollars that that they're feeling the loss of that, you know, because of our boycotting, they are not getting the money that they would normally get. You know, so we got power, and we got to keep our power in our pocket, you know. I mean, and we got to take our power and use it within our families and within our communities, you know. So we got to get, like you said, separation till the wheels fall off, separation, you know. I mean, like the worst thing that we could have ever did, you know, was the integration, you know. But, hey, it's the way it's like that. Then we got to really continue to wake our people up, man. Let us know that we need to be nationalist revolutionaries. We need to be about change, you know. I mean, cause it ain't got to constantly stay like that, you know. So I'm with the new Black Panther Party for self-defense, and we're going to continue to do the thing that we need to do to define, develop, and defend what's in the best interest of black people. A lot of things we're not going to say over the air, you know, because, like, for real, we have no business doing that. You know, letting everybody know what our defensive moves are, you know, what our military moves are. But trust and believe, they always in the making, you know. So our enemy knows that, and our people have to know that. New Black Panther Party is not slacking. You know, we constantly on the battlefield. You know, we constantly training. We constantly listening and checking out what our enemy is doing, you know, just like they doing what they checking out and listening to what we doing. All right. So, hey, we here, man. We got to stay strong. You know, there's a number that's posted on the different networks and whatnot, flyers out, you know, that the Haruka Hoodie Defense Fund. You know, and like, look, we need help. You know, we need help. When we stand up, sometimes we get caught in the grips, you know, of this beat. You know, so a little dollar, a little 50 cent, anything will help, $10, any which way that we can get it. We give it to them devils when we sitting on the subway, you know, and they come through and they say, anything that you got can help me to get something to eat, but they got some excuse. My excuse is I was on the battlefield fighting for the freedom and liberation of our people, defending myself and others. You know, so, you know, like, I'm just reaching out for help. You know,
give them the information of your court date and the number on how they can support you and help what you're doing and what you're going through at this time.
Right. The court date is December 7th. That's the 7th of December, and it's going to be at the Criminal Justice Center in Philadelphia. You know, and it's at 13th and Filbert, and that's at 9 a.m. It'll be in courtroom 908. You know, and if anybody wants to come out, and we need the support. You know, if anybody wants to donate, we need the support. You know, you can donate at my number is 215-982-0665. You know, I know a lot of times some of our people have a hard time, you know, helping us out, you know, when it comes to financials. But, hey, we got to reach out and we got to let everybody know, you know, like, look, that's the only way we're going to get out, if we help out. You know, so you can also post that information on your website or on your social media, you know, announce it at your meeting. But anyway, the court date is December 7th at 9 a.m., and courtroom 908, and looking forward to the support. My phone number is 215-982-0665. You know, need the support, man. Thank you very much. You know, thanks Black Power Radio for being here too, man. You know,
yes, sir.
Because this is a vehicle, man, that's giving all kind of information to the people. You know, the masses need this information. I remember the first book I ever read was Message to a Black Man. Message to a Black Man had woke me up and started me on my way. Even though I strayed, you know, that message to the black man kept me grounded, you know, with this correct mentality that I know that I need in order to survive out here. You know, so
yes,
I'm here
sir.
With the new Black Panther Party, man, and we growing, man. We developing. We continuing to do the things that's necessary on the ground all over the world, you know. So let's continue to make it happen. Black Power.
Black Power. Thank you, Brother National Field Marshal, for that report and your great spirit. Our brother was assaulted by a no-good devil in Philadelphia. And he defended himself, rightfully so, busting the teeth out of that bastard's face. I love the picture when I seen it. Busted teeth out that no good bastard's face when that devil tried to assault him for standing up for Honorable Mumia Abdul-Jabbar there in Philadelphia. And so he is unfortunately, but fortunately, going through some court battles there in Philly, and the no good judge is trying to hit him with some serious time on some things that have nothing to do with this case whatsoever. If you all can remember, back in 2008, Brother Haru Kahudi, at that time known as Jerry Jackson, was under the microscope. And the arm of the enemy, they were trying to get him then. And get him caught up then and take a valiant soldier off of the street then. But by the grace of God, the ancestors, and the wise counsel and maneuvering of the new Black Panther Party, he was able to stand on truth and refute all false charges and beat back his and our enemies. Now, once again, he finds himself in the courtroom. But if he moves wisely and we move wisely, it won't be him on trial, it'll be them on trial. And I'm so glad he was able to defend himself. And he's able to tell the story. And so we want to help Brother Haru Kahuti, our national field marshal, who crisscrosses this country to make sure that things go right within the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, as they should go. Such a great helper to me, to our national chairman, to our national staff, and to this organization. His number again, area code 215-982-0665. 215-982-0665. If you have $100 you can donate to him to help in legal defense, donate. If you have $50 you can donate, donate. If you have $20 you can donate. $10 you can donate, donate. If you can make a pledge, make a pledge. But don't you see our brothers on the front line fighting for the cause, literally fighting for the cause, and you sit idly by with your hands on your butt and hold the gift that you can give to make sure that our freedom fighter stays free? Do what you can as we are going through Cyber Monday, and so many of you clicked enter and send to send your money to the white man. Send your money to the Black liberation fighters and help our national field marshal, who is under the gun right now, but really on the world stage and being exalted right before our eyes. Stay strong, brother national field marshal. Great things and greater things are ahead if you hold the line. And so let's go forward, as we will hear now from another caller here with the area code. And I'm so glad to be able to take your calls on such an important topic as land ownership, separation, freedom, and independence, and fighting this cracker. That is a topic that may just be a topic of its own. Let me move forward. Area code here, 470-210-470-210. You're live with Black Power Radio and the Cubs of Khalid, the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. Come on in with your topic on the discussion, your comment on the discussion. Black Power.
Thank you, and Black Power to all of the Cubs of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, those in leadership, the Honorable General Minister, our National Chairman, the Honorable Hashim Nzinga, those who fight for freedom all over the world, and all the RBG and those that are holding the banner of the Panther high in this hour. We're thankful to all of those who are concerned with the Black economy and establishing our own economy. And Brother Haru in Philly, and as he crosses the nation, our field marshal, let us please support him in his work to keep this organization structured and to give the leadership where it's necessary, and bring the information in, as it does to our National Minister of Defense and our National Chief of Staff, Sean Quali, and our Defense Minister, Brother DK, who's working out of Dallas, our Information Ministers working out of Louisville, St. Louis region, and throughout the nation, and organize an organization. This new Black Panther Party is growing all over the country and around the world, and we're just thankful for the divine guidance. But there are a few things that Brother Haru mentioned, that the separation must take place from this beast. If you do no more than to put your money in your own black bank, put your insurance, that the teachings that he said that came in that message to the black man, a brother asked me recently about the message to the black man, and I told him that that book is more valuable to the black man, woman, and child at this hour than nearly all of the other books combined for our survival, for our spiritual, mental, economic survival in America. I grew up with this book from the age of 7 years old, and knowing that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave us the advice, but he told us something there, that you are the owner and the maker of the planet. And he talks about this beast in a manner that you can identify. But the bottom line, even if you think some of it's controversial, at the end of the day, if you read that book completely, you will never in your life have any form of a self-esteem issue. and you read it as an organization or an institution, you will not have group or identity crisis syndrome, because it alleviates that. If you take it in for comprehension, I will assure you it will relieve you of that, and you will seek independence. As he advises you, he was building a U.S. supermarket. He was building a Shabazz bakery, building up for the mosques and the university and University of Islam, an educational institution, a spiritual institution. And when you take from that, most of the revolutionaries, they relate to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Believe that. If they don't relate to Elijah Muhammad, then they damn sure relate to Malcolm. And Malcolm was one of the top students of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And he said, you have to strengthen your black institution. And Dr. King said, yes, put your money in your own bank. Start your own insurance company up. What's wrong with independence? Aren't you looking at other nations that are functioning independently? Then you have a right, the divine right, to do precisely the same thing for you in your black nation. So I pray, Lord, you tick up that wake-up juice. Do as Brother Sharon Kwali, Brother Haru, and others that are advising you, according to the legacy of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, top revolutionary, top student of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I'm just sharing these things with you in the spirit and the legacy of the Honorable Huey P. Newton. And one of my mentors, Dr. Kwame Ture, the one you know as Stokely Carmichael, taught me personally, and Brother Uduno and others. The Honorable H. Rapp Brown held me for a couple of years in revolution and in Islam to bring up this black nation, to make some change. You see some dynamics and some changes being made. When you get too close to this teachers, then you damn sure you're going to change something in your life, and it's going to be a change for the better. So I just thank you, Brother Sean Kwali, for allowing me to just share a few words. And keep divine justice up front. Keep divine economic justice on your forehead and on the front burner, because now is the time, as Dr. King advised you. I thank you, Sean Kwali, and greet you. Assalamu alaikum and black power to the whole black nation.
Wa alaikum salam, black power. That is our national minister of justice and national imam, the Akbar Bilal Kareem, and he's on point, taking us through the timeline, the history, and bringing us up through divine justice. He uses that phrase a lot because it's true. Justice is divine and will come from divine, the divine black man and woman. And it is that time. The rally cry and the rally point throughout this country right now is justice, and he will have a pivotal role to play going forward, especially for 2016, in helping to secure justice for our people and providing justice on that path of progress. But justice is the rally cry. That's what everybody wants. You know, the cry, what their hearts are yearning for, is justice, because obviously we have learned that justice is not coming from the courts of white America. We learned that early on, way before Michael Brown. But we still, for some reason, are looking for this white man to be different than the way they've been for the last 440 years. And I'm just here to give you an early warning system to let you know with the surety, this white man will not change. The white woman will not change. The only way they'll change, they'll get slicker, quicker, and more conniving on you. You may not want to accept that, but if they have not changed, brothers and sisters, in a decade of time, or 2 decades of time, or 3 decades of time, if you can look right now back at 1965 and 1955 and 1945 and 1875 and see the same white man then that you see now, only with different technology, then you tell me how that quote-unquote leopard, that white leopard,
will change his or her spots. It's you and I who must change. It's you and I who must change and get our minds right and get our actions right. Now, let's talk about this with this justice. Some of you don't like that. You don't like when we talk about the white man. You so politically correct. Well, why do you have to say it like that? I was with you until you started saying the white man isn't going to change. And this, listen, it's been decades of time that we've been here in America. If they were going to change, they would have changed. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, since we are referencing message to the black man in America, and you know the Honorable Khalid Abdul Muhammad kept us firmly in them teachings. He said that one out of 1,000 of them would help, talking about the devil. One out of 1,000. So out of 1,000 of them that brutalize you, that kill you, that miseducate you, that incarcerate you, one of them would help. One out of 1,000. So out of that 1,000, you might get a John Brown. Out of that 1,000, you might get a Marilyn Buck. Out of that 1,000, you might get a Father Flager like in Chicago. But there are thousands others of them that continue to murder, mangle, and misuse. And the system of white supremacy and racism still exists, even with the one against the 1,000. So we can't waste time waiting for one out of 1,000 or some benevolent white folks to change their mind and change their ways. No. We have to change ourselves and change our own conditions, hoping for that which doesn't exist. The Honorable Khalid Muhammad talked about revolution being the only solution. That means complete constructive change. So we must have complete constructive change within our own communities. Now, as I look across the stratosphere, it is hurtful to see what's going on in Chicago and what's happening in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and what's happening all over this country. Now they're calling for the resignation. There's a chorus calling for the resignation of Mayor Rahm Emanuel. And we in the New Black Panther Party told you years ago how corrupt and wicked this Rahm Emanuel really was, what his background was, and how his family had lineage and connection to all types of funny things. And we told you a long time ago. And so now you get to see for yourself how at the highest levels of his establishment and the establishment, that the cover up and murder of black people starts all the way from the top. All of them there, that whole web of deception, have conspired to cover up the murder of Brother Laquan. I don't know how many of you have kept up with that story. You should right away learn about the story of Brother Laquan McDonald and the cover-up that's taking place. This young man has been dead now for over a year. And the video was just released about a week or so ago, a couple of weeks ago maybe, because a journalist sued for the release of the tape, and the videotape was released. A whole year went by. Family paid off, I think some total of $5 million or somewhere in there. Family paid off, and the administration, the local administration there in Chicago, covering the story up and covering their tracks, Why? Because the clamor is and the talk is that Rahm Emanuel was going up for re-election, and that if Rahm would have had this on his record while he was going towards re-election, he would not have gotten re-elected. The clamor and the talk. Now they're calling to have him resign or have his resignation. But we told you from the beginning, there's no good in them from the beginning. We told you this. We told you the same thing that the biblical translators attribute to the Jesus figure. I think it's somewhere around John, like the 8th chapter, maybe the 44th. Or he say, ye are of your fathers, the devil. He was a liar and murderer from the beginning. They're having this argument and discussion, and that revolutionary Messiah in that story goes to tell them there is no good in you. If you were from the Father, you would be of me or like me. But there is no good in you. That's the kind of people that we dealt with back then. Contend with back then. That's the same kind of people we're dealing with now. The same mind that would throw a little black girl across the classroom. How soon we forget, because they fired him from the police force. And you're satisfied with this criminal who called himself Rambo or some other old crazy nicknames, Officer Slam. You satisfied because he was fired from his position. But he's still running around, probably trying to reapply. You should make sure that he is never able to be anywhere near young black children, especially black girls. He should have to register as an abuser and go through the same thing that they go through abuse courses and physical violence courses. See, but you're satisfied because we're so used to concessions and we're so used to easy little victories that the white man and woman in power know that all they got to do is fire one of their own and you get quiet, you hush up. All they got to do is say, look now, we've disciplined him. Go ahead and be cool and come out. No sir, no ma'am. When your babies are being thrown in our babies, I say ours because if it happened to your baby, that's my baby. When your babies are being thrown across the classrooms, that is time for a red alert. That is time to push for a separation out of their classrooms. That is time for the new Black Panther Party to push for independent African-centered educational systems. Why are we not pushing to withdraw our children from their schools? First and foremost, giving them a place to be educated. We should get right on it with our National Minister of Education to push for homeschooling or African-centered education if you can't homeschool, and we should put a plan in place to start to formulate schools of our own and educational network paradigms of our own to give our people alternatives. Our children should not have to go to school and be subjected to these rabid psycho racists who get off and are sexually perverted through perversions on touching our young black girls. Just like the other crazy member of the Ku Klux Klan did when he
went to the pool party a few months back and was chasing the young black girls around and ended up putting his nasty, filthy, recessive disease knee on her neck and her body and straddled her almost in a sexual-like position, like getting off with a sick, twisted fantasy of his. There has to be protection from this. And we in the new Black Panther Party have to show our people the correct methods of struggle. The fact that we still continue to use the same old, tired, worn out, can you have, can you spare, can you give me, can you be a nicer white man and woman to us tactic shows you, brothers and sisters, that we have not properly given enough of our people the tactics to struggle against their oppression and these injustices. And there is an answer to it. If this would have happened to any other people in any culture anywhere in the world, they would have been organized against it and rose up against it in all kinds of forms and formalities. Just in China, there was a case of police brutality where a police officer there in China had abused a man and they believe unjustly killed a man. And the people rose up against that police officer and beat him mercifully in the streets. I'm just reporting to you what happened in China on one case of police brutality. So if the Chinese, the little rice eater, if they innately know to defend against injustice with self-defense against any attacker, then why is it that the black man and black woman have been relegated to a slave position of candlelight visuals and mealy-mouth sit-ins and lie-ins, like what happened in Minnesota? A block down the street police station. And even being a block down the street from the police station, you're still not guaranteed safety because alleged white supremacists who come amongst the intermixed Black Lives Matter movement anyway open fire on those who would be protesters and demonstrators in the crowd. We have to wise up. We have to embrace black nationalism. Some of the Black Panther Party members of yesterday, you rejected black nationalism. You claim Minister Malcolm X, but you reject black nationalism. How do you claim Minister Malcolm X, who was a black nationalist, then reject black nationalism and criticize black nationalists with wicked nicknames and silly high school nicknames like pork chop nationalist and reactionary nationalist? And you would rather have us trade our black nationalism for socialism or trade our black nationalism for some communism or trade our black nationalism for some other Darwinism or some other white school of philosophy, when Minister Malcolm X didn't do that. If you are a heir, H-E-I-R, heir of Minister Malcolm X, meaning a disciple or someone who comes behind him, if he promoted black nationalism, then you in tow should promote black nationalism and accept and embrace and organize for black nationalism. Black nationalism means that you control your own destiny. You control your own territory, your own politics, your own educational paradigm, your own economic paradigm. If you're a black nationalist, you control what goes on in your own neighborhoods. If you're a black nationalist, if you believe in Minister Malcolm X, if you are watered down, weak Black Panther of the
the 60s, then you can go on and keep kicking that weak stuff and keep talking about we shall overcome and we are the world and keep talking about coalition of politics when we have not first united amongst ourselves. We must first unite amongst ourselves. There can be no black-brown unity, no black-red unity, no black-yellow unity, and for damn sure no black-white unity without black-on-black unity. We must unite amongst ourselves as a culture and as a creed and as a class and as a society and as a nation first and foremost. We must get our own act together first and foremost before we start talking about who we're going to intermingle with and who we're going to deal with and who we're going to connect with all across the world and across the water. We got to get our own act together right here in the hells and smells of North America, right there in Africa, there in Haiti, right there in Brazil, right there in Canada, anywhere where black people are. We have to get our act together first. We are the most suffering people on the planet. If this was a trauma unit, we would be the most in need of surgery, the most in need of help. That's why we must call for land of our own, territory of our own. Can you envision it? Can you even envision being disconnected from the white man's world? Filth, immorality, decadence. Can you? Some of you can't even imagine that because we've been so connected and so reared up in this society that you feel like that if your dream is not tied into the illusion of what the white man said his dream was, which is the American dream, then you feel like you don't have a future. But your people suffer on a daily and consistent basis in the hells and smells of North America while you're waiting for an American dream, which Minister Malcolm X said is an American nightmare. What do we do? Do we sit back and die? Are you going to sit back and wait for the slaughter of your people and watch the slaughter of your people and wait for it to maybe one day visit your doorstep? Or do you get proactive and do you fight for survival like the ant would fight for survival and like the bee would fight for survival and like the cockroach would fight for survival, the lowest creatures in nature which know to fight for survival, but the black man and woman who are the best of God's creation don't have it in them to fight for survival? You know the truth is before your eyes. The new Black Panther Party has been like a blaring alarm in the hells and smells of North America for over 20 years. Like a blaring alarm waking you up to the reality of what's really going on. And we have no intention of stopping. We can't stop. We won't bow down. You can forget that. To our people in Minnesota who are requesting our help, we have every intention on helping you. We don't want you to get all intermixed and interfixed with integration and be integrated out there in the movement. We don't want that. We want you to be strong and to be black and to have a black united front. To our people in Chicago who are requesting our assistance, we have every intention on helping you. Anywhere in the hells and smells of North America and anywhere where we can reach you on this planet, tension, desire, plan, and aim to help our people. The new Black Panther Party must get busy wherever you are, securing justice for our people, protecting our people, and educating our people to the proper African history and tradition of our greatness. We must know how great we are. If all we see is the lens of the white man's world and how great they were to themselves and how they trampled over the Indians and how they trampled over the Olmecs, how they trampled over this one and that one, and how they did all this stuff, blew off the nose of the Sphinx, and all this stuff that they know about and write about. And all you have is their lens to talk about you. You'll never feel good about yourself. But when you come to the educational classes, which we must make available online soon, the Black Panther Party will do its political education on webcast, any webcast. So teachers, our national chairman, Minister Hashim and Zinga, we will put these on the webcast for you to be able to view all throughout the world and be able to get politically educated to what's really going on. You'll be able to learn about your greatness and learn about who you really are. See, that's what's missing. We can't talk about having land and being landowners if you don't love yourself. We won't even protect the land. We won't even nurture the land. We won't even do what's necessary to maintain our territory. If we don't love ourselves, if you can't look in the mirror and love yourself, something is wrong. And we must fall back in love with our blackness. Black is beautiful. You must stop saying it to yourself. Black is beautiful. I am beautiful. Black is beautiful. I am beautiful. Start saying that to yourself. Don't let this world tear you down. If you start to get weak, give us a call, 347-903-0886, and we'll give you a booster shot. We'll put a booster pack on you to raise you to new higher heights. But to our people in Minnesota, we're coming. To our people in Chicago, we're coming. To our people in California, we're coming. To our people in New York, we're coming. To our people in Florida, we're coming. We're coming all over this country. And we need your help everywhere to build a black power movement. If you don't have a chapter or members of a party in your area, don't fret, don't complain, don't get mad, don't cuss. All you got to do is give us a call. We will give you the information that is needed to find out how to become a pastor. You can learn this. It's not rocket science. If you have the heart, the determination, the will to want to see your people better and to see your people breathe free, then you give us a call, 347-903-0886. Or email me. You can just email me direct, nationalchiefstaff@gmail.com. Congratulations to everyone who participated in the national boycott, all of the boycott activists who were on the front line, whether you went to Walmart, whether you went to Sears, whether you went to any retail store, or however you boycott. I've seen all kinds of variations of boycott. And for those who participated and didn't spend one dime with this enemy, we appreciate you, and we definitely give thanks for you. And we want to also thank those who helped to continue the boycott today for Cyber Monday, what's known as Cyber Monday. Now, this is the one where they intend to make the most rebounds. They intend, they've already said that they lost $1 billion. I read in one report, $1 billion in revenue and profit just because of the boycott of Black Friday on the 27th and 28th and 29th to the 30th. $1 billion, that's a big, big hit. A lot of reports say that people were not out to go like they normally are. A couple of food, white boys, that's what
to bring this to a close, that we have a big year ahead of us. T16 will have many successes just by what I'm gauging here. Not that I'm not a prophet or anything like that, but just from experiencing what I'm gauging here, we will have many successes for 2016. But 2016 will also bring some harshness. There'll be some harshness that comes with the new year that we must prepare for. So already prepare, as the Honorable Khalid Muhammad said during the Million Youth March. So already decide where you are. He said, we're going to disconnect the failing. He said, already decide going into 2016 what your role in the movement and the rise, the general liberation and rise of your people will be. Already decide. Some of you out there listening to me right now, know in your heart, when you first saw the Black Panther Party, you said, hell, if I could have lived in the 60s or the 70s, I would have been a Panther. If I could have been old enough, or if I could have been cognizant enough, or if I could have found him, you said, I would have been a Panther. Well, it is worse, I contend with you now. It is worse now than what it was then. Police brutality now far exceeds what Minister and Dr. Huey P. Newton had to deal with back in 1966. Far exceeds what the Honorable Kwame Ture, former had to deal with in 1965. Far exceeds what the Deacons for Defense had to deal with in them backwoods up to the South. Now is the time to join the movement. Don't look back to yesterday and keep reading about yesterday, about what this one did and what that one did and what this honorable woman, they did what they did. That is to be studied. But the question is, what will you do for 2015 going into 2016? What will you do? What will your role be? Give us a call. Our website, newblackpanther.org. That's our website. And you can catch us all over Facebook. But this is a very serious movement, brothers and sisters. This is not something to play with, as we're talking about the freedom of your babies and my babies and our future and all who come behind us. Don't you know there are plans to kill Black youth wholesale? There are plans to destroy our entire nation. It's not hype, or it's not something I'm imagining. It's systematic. Two things cannot occupy the same space at the same time. White power cannot exist where Black power reigns. And so it is in the nature of white power to undermine and undergird Black power and Black thought and Black rule. You must stand up. 347-903-0886. You must already decide in your mind what role you will play for your people. And if you are already a new Black Panther member, you must rededicate yourself to this work. Some of us have been here for a while, and some of us think we're getting tired, getting worn out. And granted, yes, if you work with Black people any length of time, we can wear you out. We can wear your nerves. We can rub you thin. We can make you feel like you can't go one step further. But I say, hold the line. Hold the line. Don't bow out. Don't punk out. Don't give out. Hold the line. Rededicate yourself. Recommit yourself. Reaffirm yourself to the liberation struggle of our people. Because what we do now will be written of
in the eons for histories to come. Whatever history is written in the future, whatever people exist on the planet, that we're long gone, those black brothers and sisters will write your name and write our names and write our history of how we did not give up the struggle and we didn't punk out and we did not sell out, but we provided a way for them to live unabashed and unused and untampered with by white supremacy, because it would have been us who broke the vestiges of white supremacy and racism in our lifetime. The same way Harriet Tubman laid tracks for the Underground Railroad for liberation for blacks in her lifetime and our lifetime. Give us a call, get with us, and link up with us ASAP. I don't have nothing else to say. I've said it all. I've said enough. Join us now for Land of Own Separation and Independence, a pro-black teaching and program that is designed to uplift our people. It's black power for black people. It's power to the people. And remember, if black people are not free, there's nobody that's free.
Organize the hood under I Ching banners. Red, black, and green instead of gang bandanas. FBI spying on us through the radio antennas. And I'm hitting cameras in the streetlight watching society. With no respect for the people's right to privacy. I take a slug for the cause like Huey P. While all you fake niggas try to copy Master P. I wanna be free to live, able to have what I need to live. Bring the power back to the street where the people live. We sick of working for crumbs and filling up the prisons. Dying over money and relying on religion for help. We do for self like ants in a colony. Organize the wealth into a socialist economy. A way of life based off the common needs. And all my comrades is ready, we just spreading the seed.
Live a third of his life in a jail cell. Cause the world is controlled by the white man. And the people don't never get justice. And the women don't never get respected. And the problems don't never get solved. And the jobs don't never pay enough. So the rent always be late. Can you relate? We're living in a
no more bondage. No more political monsters, no more secret space launches. Government departments started it in the projects. Material objects, thousands up in the closets. Could have been invested in the future for my comrades. Battle contacts, primitive weapons out in combat. Many never come back, pretty niggas be running with gas. Rather get shot in they back than fire back. We're tired of that, corporations hiring blacks. Denying the facts, exploiting us all over the map. That's why I write the shit I write in my raps. It's documented, I meant it. Every day of the week, I live in it, breathe in it. It's more than just fucking believing it. I'm holding in ones, rolling up my sleeves and shit. It's C-Lo for push-ups now. Many headed for one conclusion. Niggas ain't ready for revolution.
The average black male, live a third of his life in a jail cell. Cause the world is controlled by the white male. And the people don't never get justice. And the women don't never get respected. And the problems don't never get solved. And the jobs don't never pay enough. So the rent always be late. Can you relate? We living in a police state.